I know, he's waiting for somebody to walk over there. I tricked him this morning. I want to share this morning real quick before we get into the communion. I kind of stole this from Max Lucado's Grace for the Moment. And as I read it, it really goes along with what God's going to have me talk about this morning. So Psalm 23:5 says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows." Pause and envision a scene of God's royal dining room, driven not by our beauty, but by his presence. He calls us to himself and invites us to take a permanent place at his table. We take our place next to the other sinners made saints, and we were in God's glory. May I share a partial list of what awaits you at his table. Romans 8:1, you are beyond condemnation. Colossians 1:13, you are a member of his kingdom. Romans 8:15, you have been adopted. Ephesians 2:18, you have access to God at any moment. Hebrews 13:5, you will never be abandoned. 1 Peter 1:4, you have an imperishable inheritance. You sit at God's table that overflows with blessings. So this morning, as the elements are handed out, we always say, most people say, can't say always, learn that in the marriage thing. No always, no ever. That's good. Usually, the person up here reminds everybody that they are welcome to partake in communion with us as long as they've accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, as Jesus is in your heart. This morning, I won't ask you to raise your hands, but there may be people in this room that have not accepted Jesus in their heart. And when we stand here and we remind people that they're able to commune with us as long as they have Jesus in their heart, it might shame people into taking the elements even though they haven't, because maybe they don't want people to know that they haven't. And this week, as I was praying about what I was going to share this morning, I believe what God is telling me was to not do that today. God's desire is for all to come to his table. Not that non-believers are going to do it, and that's fine, but God desires it. He desires all of you to be at his table. The Bible says so. The Bible describes the table as being big. So if there's anybody in this room today that is not a member of God's table, the Bible and me invite you. We ask that you come and sit with us, because we are sitting with people just like us. Sinners that have become saints. Which means you would not go and sit down at a table next to somebody that's better than you. And you won't go sit down at God's table next to somebody that's worse than you. Because the second that you accept Jesus into your heart, you are a sinner made a saint. And to me, that's huge, especially in the last couple weeks, because I do not feel like a saint. I've had to go back and reread through and re-go through some excerpts of the Bible that reminded me of who I was in the midst of completely being somebody that I knew I wasn't. One of the reasons that people refuse to come to the table is because they have a lot of stuff with them. And they're afraid that their stuff will get in the way and that their stuff is too big for God to let them in. Well, I tell you this, if the table is big, then the door to get in to the table is big. I don't know about you guys, but God doesn't do small things. Everything he does is profound. Everything he does is big, because God is big. So this morning, I want you guys to tap into your original iPad, your imagination. If you're under 18, this may be difficult, because you haven't used it a whole lot. But I challenge you to do so. I'm going to ask you to do something that's going to make you uncomfortable. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and use your imagination. And I want you to imagine a place that's beautiful. whatever beauty looks like to you. Imagine yourself going into a room that is big, big enough for everyone you know and everyone that you don't know. Because that's how big the table is that God desires you to sit at. I want you to imagine that there is a chair with your name on it. And it doesn't matter how much baggage you bring in, because God has seen it all already. There is nothing that you can bring to the table that God has not already seen, and more importantly, that God has not already defeated. Bring your stuff with you. There's room. God is bigger than that. So I want you to stay in your mind's eye. I want you to think about the beauty that is God and how big he is. And he is big enough to make saints out of sinners. And he is big enough for all your stuff.
Hear the voice of love that's calling. There's a chair that waits for you, and a friend who understands everything you're going through. You keep standing at a distance in the shadow of your shame. There's a light of hope that's shining. Won't you come and take your place? Bring it all to the table. See the way you carry the fears that hold your heart. Through the cross you've been forgiven. You're accepted as you are. And bring it all to the table.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are so big, that you're bigger than our stuff and our problems. Father, you laid down your life so that we could accept a gift that we don't have to pay for. Thank you for that gift, Lord. Thank you for the gift of communion, that we can remember your blood and your body, or what you did for us on that cross. And let us remember this morning, Lord, that you didn't have to. You chose to. We thank you, Lord, and we pray that you make a mighty morning out of today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may partake.